Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin III. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin III. Ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithh3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today we are going to do another entry into the sexual politics category. And I think I'm going to name this one A Woman's Worth. Just had a short discussion on Facebook, one of my friends' discussions, and the author was talking about the different levels of women and how basically women are inherently expensive, and that if you can't basically afford the level, a certain level of woman, you just shut up and get with the level of woman that you can afford. And I was specifically tagged in the discussion. I wasn't even trying to be in the discussion. That's a whole nother issue, a whole nother situation. But we're gonna refocus. Anyway, I gave my response. And my response was the same one that I gave a couple months ago, because I did a podcast on this called The Price and the Currency. And I simply put, every man pays. Yes, very true. But it depends upon the type of currency that's the most efficient and acceptable. And it also depends upon the return the man is desiring. And that's basically the gist of it. What's expensive? What's valuable? What's the prize? Which a lot of the ladies in the yes category like to talk about. They are the prize. They are the table. This, third, and that. That's still determined by the specific man, which I guess is the basis of this discussion. This is more of a stream of discussion as opposed to a a vetted solutions. But men really need to think about it, okay? They're doing all this investing into these specific women. Either A, what does your lust, your desire to have that specific woman garner for you? Or B, what does her attributes beyond her beauty and her lust and ability to sexually satisfy to you, represent to you? Any smart man, especially any smart man of means, who's used a lot of strategy to grow his investments or grow his business or grow his career, really needs to figure that out. And he also needs to come to realize the types of currency that he has in his life. There's financial currency, which is your money, you know, your bank account size. There is your social currency. That is your, I guess your charisma, are your status amongst other men and institutions and things like that. There is your sexual currency. Something about you, your je ne sais quoi, your swag, your mojo that allures women to come your way. You know, and there's also just a combination of all of that that makes you the man that you are. So your awareness of that and what you lead with, what you dominate with, will also determine how the better women for you. And there's many different levels, many different strides. I mean, of course, you know, some men just want purely a housewife. Some want a housewife and a set of concubines or side women. Some just basically want to go through a flurry of just any women that he wanted anytime. He truly wants to live kind of a Epicurean or a hedonistic lifestyle with his means, whether it's out of, you know, using a lot of money to get these women or using a lot of social status or charisma or even just sexual seductiveness to do it. So I'm saying all of that, saying this. Yes, a woman could talk all day about her being the prize and being the table, being the worthy one, being the gem, being the center of attention, being the top of the pedestal and all that, but it still comes down to the man deciding what makes that woman worthy in his life to invest whatever form of currency he's going to invest, be it financial, being his energy, being his sexual charisma, things like that. And when that man does not really sit back and assess what currency he's going to apply in order to invest in this woman and what type of return he wants out of this woman, basically, in many cases, that woman's going to be a currency dump. She's going to basically just run him for pretty much whatever he has to give. She's going to run him out of a lot of money. She's going to run him out of a lot of time. He's going to be one of her personal organic dildos. Or a masturbation partners via sex, and the man's not really going to get something that can enhance his life out of it. So again, it comes down to the man's demeanor about these things. Again, one path, he may be looking for more of a homemaker, a home sustainer type. So she's got to show those attributes, and she has to do it preferably willingly or happily. You know, more conversations need to be taken between that man and that woman to get an understanding of, okay, yes, I see that we have some type of connection here, whether it's just purely contractual or whether there's some type of emotional base on it. I do this. Yeah, but I need your help in me doing that so that we can have a good situation together. That's one end. Another end is the man has to be real with himself. Perhaps he truly does like just having a trophy woman around. He just likes having extremely beautiful women that he uses to cause envy amongst his competitors and men. They're again, trophy, they're collections. They're like if you ever play video games, they're unlocked, accomplishments. And if that's him, well, he needs to figure out what his limits are in, supporting of that woman, financial support. I mean, like, does she get a stipend to go spend stuff? Is he paying her rent or something like that? And what other strings come with that? For her just being there, just being pretty and giving him clout amongst his homies. How often does sex have to happen between them? What else? What other obligations does she have? I mean, like, is she, you know, does she come over and she do cooking? I mean, is she for a number set of back rubs? All these little details, because again, this man really needs to figure out why this woman is in his life, taking up this space, taking up this energy. And the better the return, you know, the more the man's able to function in his other factors in his life. What's the other thing? Oh, the Playboy route. Meaning like never really having a serious one, just having basically a stipend to spend time and get your needs met with several women. A lot of guys, you know, want to run that scenario or run that game as well. And he's got to figure it out. And he could either do the route of communicating it with them, or what a lot of guys do, don't really communicate. They just kind of let the air of assumption between them and the women that they deal with go until somebody gets unhappy with what's going on and kind of fizzle out. That could be dangerous, though, because there's a lot more legal ramifications against men who have an air of deceiving women. But that man really needs to make that decision about that, how he's going to carry that out. So, in summation of a woman's worth to a man, that's basically it. It's still one of those things that's pretty much in the hands of a man after the initial communication or initial attraction to that woman. He's got to figure out how is this woman going to fit in his situation, in which she's not specifically just a prize. See, in the situation y'all are having together is an investment. It puts you into a different place in your life, or it sustains you to make your next move. And anything short of a man not doing that is him underselling or doing himself a disservice. The woman's going to take pretty much anything you give her. Many times, unfortunately, take full advantage of that. Yes, it could be argued that men will do the same for women, but we are talking about this in the context of what a man needs to consider when he's doing all of this. Giving, investing, wooing to an extreme form, worshiping of women. Even if you take it in that context that the woman has a certain deity effect over a man, a god-like effect over a man, why would any being continue to worship a god that cannot deliver upon things that help that person live a more sustainable, stable, joyous, and fulfilling life? I'ma just leave that question right there. Anyway, this is Real Talk with AH3. It's been a pleasure again. And until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.